Paro, like Avimelech. And therefore, most historians think that there are at least four or five Cyruses. We know there are three Dariuses. We know that there are three Xerxes. Which one are we dealing with? To further complicate the matter, we have a Medrash. The Medrash tells us that Esther Hamalka, Queen Esther, gave birth to a son from King Ahasuerus, and that his name was Koresh. So, technically, according to the halacha, he was Jewish. And he succeeded to the throne of Persia. Which one? So, there are Midrashim Chalukim. There are Midrashim that are mashma, that it's Esther's son that gave the Jews permission, which would be understandable to us. That there are Midrashim, however, and Rashi follows the second opinion, that say that there was another Koresh before who gave the Jews permission, and that this Koresh was the one that allowed them to start to rebuild the temple again. Because as we will see, even when they came, they were unable to really begin the effective building of the Beis HaMikdash. So we have one problem. Which Koresh are we talking about? We have a second problem, which is even a greater problem. I'm going to bring it to you next time. I'm going to bring the article for you to read and to take home. Rav Schwab, the Rav of the Kehilas Adas Yeshurun in Washington Heights, in the Jubilee volume called Tiferes Tzvi that was issued in honor of the late Rabbi Breuer's 85th birthday. So the Kehila published a special volume of articles, etc. So Rav Schwab wrote an article about history, and he points out there the problem that befuddles all historians. The problem is as follows. The first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in 586. That's when Nebuchadnezzar, the general historical records of the world confirm that Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash in 586. How long was the Golus Bavel? 70 years. So that means that the second Beis HaMikdash and Ezra and Nehemiah should have been in what year? In 516. The Talmud tells us that the second Beis HaMikdash stood for 420 years. We know the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in the year 70 after the Common Era. Well, 516 and 70 is 586 years. There's 166 years off here somewhere. We're 166 years off in the Cheshbon. Now, Rabbi Schwab has an interesting theory there. Rabbi Schwab says that Chazal purposely buried the 166 years. For reasons. When you read the article, you'll see it. Not everybody agrees with him, but the problem is a real problem. Some say that it's not a problem because it didn't happen in 586. They add 166 years on to Nebuchadnezzar to make it come out even. But such documents as we have, and as the archaeologists have found and everything, all clearly indicate that it happened in 586. So therefore, the second problem that we have is, when are we talking about? Because if we're talking about Ezra and Nehemiah 166 years later, in other words, Ezra and Nehemiah came to Eretz Yisrael in the year 350 before the Common Era, not 516, so then that's a different ball game. That means the Jews were in Bavel much more than 70 years. And that means the Babylonian Jewish community was much more deeply rooted, and that would help us to understand why so few Jews came. But if we're talking that the Jews could go back within 40, 50, 60 years of their coming to Bavel, so then the question is really a serious question. Out of 500,000 Jews, we're going to see that only 41,000 came. Little reminiscent of our times, perhaps. Then they didn't come because in Bavel they had it better.